Hello everyone and welcome to the CMO Stories podcast episode 16. Today is again a solo podcast and I wanted to talk about marketing brainstorms. Actually, last week I had a really good brainstorming session with the sales and marketing at one of my clients and I wanted to talk a bit about it and share some of my ideas. So actually, when was the last time that you hosted a content marketing brainstorm that was really productive? One that ended with actionable ideas, not out-of-scope concepts or copycats of everything your competitors are doing. If that sounds familiar, you don't need to feel bad. Coming up with strong content marketing ideas is one of the most challenging parts of marketing. But your brainstorms don't have to suck. With a little planning and structure, you can ensure that every meeting is as productive as possible. And the ideas you come up with will actually help you achieve your marketing goals. Now, how to come up with good content marketing ideas? Well, from infographics and ebooks to videos and interactives, you can brainstorm simple pieces and massive campaigns to help your clients connect with their audiences. And in the process, you learn what does and what doesn't work when you're trying to come up with fresh ideas. No matter what type of content marketing ideas you're looking for, let me give you some tips that can help you find the right ideas faster and with less frustration. First thing, assemble the right team. The team should not be too big. For instance, at my client side, I only invited people from the sales and marketing team. We were about 5-6 people in the room, and that's not too much, but also enough people to get brainstorming, to get a few ideas, to note them down on post-its, and to really have great results. Because if the team is too big, that's not good in my experience. And when you are only two, also it can work, but it's too few people to get lots of ideas. So think about including the right people that you need into your brainstorm workshop. Let me also talk about the expectations. It's necessary to, of course, to define the meeting objectives. If you just have general ideas as your objective, it will rarely help you with actionable ideas towards your goals. So best is to redefine the goals just a few days ahead before we do the brainstorm. It's good to motivate everyone and that they already think about the things that you are going to discuss in the brainstorm. Third one, it's good to change your environment if possible, that you're not at the same desk that you are every time and every day. So it's good to have a special place. For instance, what I did, of course, with COVID, we were working at home most of the time and we were not able to see each other, the team, every day, or it was really nice to see each other again. So we just did a brainstorm at the office, which was then a change of environment instead of Zoom. But if you're all the time at the office, then it's good to go to another place to do your brainstorm session. What is important also at the end of the brainstorm and during the brainstorm, that is that you document every idea. So even if it doesn't seem like a good fit at the moment and that you don't think it's useful, just write it down to ensure that the idea does not get wasted. Perhaps it can be something for a future brainstorm or something for another campaign. That could be useful, so don't waste it, keep track of it. Another important thing is to unplug. When you do these brainstorms, of course, you don't want people to be reading their emails during the brainstorm or to yeah check their Facebook or their LinkedIn or their Instagram. That's something you want to avoid, of course. People need to be focused on the brainstorm and free of all possible other distractions. Also, what is important when people come up with ideas, there are no bad ideas. So hold back criticism. It's important that everyone writes down their ideas, everyone gets to speak and is not afraid to share their opinion or share their ideas. So they should really be free and feel comfortable, feel safe to share their ideas. Then at a certain moment, when you have all the ideas, of course, it's based or it should be based on certain personas, certain ideal clients, as I call it, or customer avatars. What I like to do is in these brainstorms is have someone, an ideal client that you have in your head. And when you are brainstorming, you really see that person and you really think of that person. All the ideas should be around that person. And then if you want to talk about another person, another customer avatar, another ideal client, then you should separate it in a separate brainstorm or a separate, I would say, session within subsession of the brainstorm. So really look at the right persona when you are doing these brainstorms. So you don't want to talk about everyone, just a certain persona, and you will see that it will give you better results. Then let me see what else I can share about these brainstorms. Yeah, of course, typically what we use is post-its in different colors. So everyone gets to choose a color of the post-it. So we have like yellow, rose, green, blue post-its. Everyone writes down the ideas. And then what I do is I take all of these post-its and stack them. So if people come up with the same idea, or more or less the same idea, I put them together in like these clusters or stacks of ideas so that you really have a good view on, okay, what are the different ideas, topics that came up. And then at the end of the brainstorm, of course, we will have a look at what were the goals of the brainstorm and what were the ideas that are really the big things that we should implement right away or that should get prioritized right away. So that would be the end of the workshop. And also what you can do during the workshop is discuss about the past, things that have worked for you guys, for your company, for your business, and the ideas that have worked or the things that have worked, campaigns that have worked in the past, deconstruct them and see how they could, you know, be redone or reused for the future. And at the end of the workshop, everyone will be full of energy, will be happy. Don't forget to write down, to make notes about it, to write down the action points so that you can follow up and that nobody forgets about it. Because if there is no follow-up of this workshop, it's not useful, of course. So you really need to have like templates filled in during the workshop or after the workshop. I like to do it during the workshop, but if you do it the day after, based on photos that you take of the flip chart, what I also do, and you do it the day after, that's also good. But keep notes of it, keep track of it, take pictures, and then follow up with people in the next meeting. So I hope you get some value out of this podcast. If you are a CMO and you would like to be a guest on my podcast, send me a message. You can find me everywhere on social media, on Instagram, LinkedIn. I think that would be the best places to reach me. You find me with my username, Yuri Belast. This was all for now. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Bye.